KTPH.
848. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, Wayne George and Matt Cleverly are here. Let's go to Elaine in Yakima. We're way over there in Yakima. Elaine, you're on Talk 770 KTTH for our guests. Go right ahead.
Hi, Mike, and thanks for taking my call. You really nailed it earlier when you said this is a microcosm. This little acre is a microcosm of a very large statewide issue. A quick example would be Portage Island, 1,000 acres that was a state park in Washington State. The Lummi tribe begged for it, promised the state the moon, promised they'd keep it open to the public, and as quick as they acquired title, it was closed to the public. So the state lost 1,000 acres, and the public lost 1,000 acres. Governor Locke's just given the Tulalip tribe, given them 270 acres, used to be the old Monroe Honor Farm. Congressman Adam Smith has a bill in Congress now to give 168 acres of Fort Lewis to the Nisqually tribe.
Yeah, it's about House Bill 4632,
yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, my point is that the land in Washington State is a finite resource. But we have 29 tribes now with 7 more tribes seeking recognition in this state. But my specific point on Old Man House Park is that it has been a state park available to the Squamish tribe for all this time, over 50 years that it's been a state park. And if the land is so very sacred to the Squamish, my question is, why have they never, ever incorporated that space in their cultural traditions or ceremonies or annual events? Why have they never, ever bothered to visit the site in all these years? But suddenly it is sacred and they want it. I believe the answer is political spot zoning. While it is a state park, if it were county land, if it were private land, it would have to comply with the Growth Management Act, Shorelines Management Act, and all the state laws. The moment it changes title, all bets are off. It can become any use. And the word I'm hearing is foot ferry for the casino. And that would be just devastating to people that have lived around that community in that lovely little neighborhood for years.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Said a lot there. Mr. George, will you say absolutely and unequivocally that there would never, ever, ever be a foot ferry for the casino at that spot?
I would say in my lifetime won't.
All right, so you would not allow it to happen?
I will fight to my dying breath to keep that park the way it is now. We just want.